Well, I'd appreciate your prayers. I'd like to think a little bit about the subject of willingness. The plan of God and the living for the Lord is a choice that you make. It's not going to be a press gang come by and press you to service, or you're not going to be shanghaied, or there's no draft. You're going to have to be willing to do it. And I'd like for us to explore that a little bit, because there is different degrees of willingness, too. You can be very willing, somewhat willing, not very willing, or not willing at all. But it's something that we all ought to consider. If it's true that it takes a willingness to serve the Lord, then we ought to monitor our willingness. Because we can be very willing in some areas. Some areas flow pretty easy for us. But other areas aren't so willing for us. And we'll have to consider just how willing we really are. And I believe the blessings of the Lord on our lives depend on how willing we are. How much we really are willing. And I can't answer that. I can't answer that for you, and you can't answer it for me. But I think it'll take an honest heart and an honest view of myself to be able to really see where I'm at in this. We have a perfect example of it in God, in Christ's willingness. I don't believe that He had to do it. I don't believe Jesus had to do it. I believe Jesus wanted to do it. I also don't believe that He had to deal with it unknowingly. He was perfectly aware of what He was going to have to do for our salvation. Hebrews 12 said, "For the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross. He endured the shame. He suffered the cross. He done it with a willingness. He willingly. He had to get there." We have an account to where He looked at the suffering that He was going to have or go through, and He went to prayer to obtain that. "Father, if this cup could pass from Me, let this cup pass. If there's any other way to do this, but nevertheless, if there's no other way, Thy will be done. Let Me turn My will to Your will." He was willing. I believe that life in heaven was better than life on this earth. I believe that He humbled Himself from the great glory of heaven to even come to this earth. But He was willing to do it. He was willing to come and have to... He was in the form of a man, a child. You think that Jesus might have... You think that Jesus may have heard if He stubbed His toe while He was here? I mean, as a little boy, did He have to learn to walk? You think He may have fallen like all children fall? He may have skinned His knee? You think that may have hurt? He may have had pain? You think a bee may have stung Him? Well, the Scriptures don't tell us. I'm taking liberties, of course. But if he lived through this world, I expect that He went through the normal things of this earth. There's flus, there's viruses, there's colds, there's ailments, there's stomach aches, there's toothaches, there's earache. My children had them all. Why didn't He? He did. That's why. He did. And He come from heaven when He was willing to come down in a lesser world to do it, because He was willing for you and I to be saved. He wanted us to be saved. So He was willing to go through that. And He went through all that age. He went through an age of uncertainty. He went through His teenage years. He went through all of those kind of things. It's like we had to go through. He went through them. I don't believe the quality of life was as good as heaven, but He was willing. He was willing to do it for something that was set out there in the future. It was our salvation that He was working for. He was willing to be different. Jesus come to a world of the Pharisees and Sadducees and of a religious system, and he come into that religious system and he was willing to be called fanatic. He was willing to be called different. He was willing to be called Beelzebub. He was willing to be outcast. He was willing to be scourged for our salvation. He was willing to do it. He chose it and was willing to do it. He was willing to suffer the humiliation of being different. He was willing to be called Beelzebub. He was all those things he was willing to do. Then it come down time for the ultimate sacrifice. Jesus was willing to be captured. He didn't have to be. He had all power to keep him from it. But he was willing that they come and got him. He was willing to be betrayed. He was willing to be captured, whipped, the crown of thorns on his head. He was willing that they pressed them down on his head. He was willing that they made a mock trial of him, that they made fun of him. Folks, listen. He was willing that they stripped him off. He didn't have to let them do it. But he was willing to allow them to do it. He was willing to lay his hands over and allow them to drive nails through his hands. He was willing that they put that hammer against that nail. He was willing. He was willing that he carried that cross. He was willing that they picked that thing up and dropped it in that hole with him hanging on it. He was willing to hang there those excruciating hours. He was willing to be thirsty. He was willing to die on that cross. All of that, folks, was a will. Now, you and I are facing the same choice of life. Willing. Are we willing? You know, we had a wonderful camp meeting. I mean, from my opinion, and I'll only state it for me because you may have said, well, that wasn't good or it was mediocre or whatever. But I thought we had a real good meeting, and I thought there were some challenging messages. I thought the services were, the Lord was with us. I thought that it was a challenge. But you could have took that service, you could have took that meeting any way that you want to. And even the messages that's come forth, it's totally up to you whether you're willing or not to accept it. I mean, without the will, the willingness to serve the Lord, without the willingness to really seek the Lord for it, without the willingness to say, yes, Lord, to that. I can even say, yes, Lord, with my mind and not accept it with my heart. But, I mean, I run into this all my life. How willing am I to serve the Lord? Jesus was willing to stick out. He was willing to be persecuted, prosecuted, hung on the cross. He was willing for all of that. Now, let's check our willingness this morning. As we consider this, let's check our willingness. Are you willing to stand alone? I can't answer the question for you, but I'll ask the question for you. Are you willing to stand if nobody else stands for the Lord? Are you willing to stand out in the crowd for the Lord? I remember several years ago, it was just something that was interesting to me as I seen it. The front of one of the sections of the Charleston Gazette, I don't get it anymore, but I used to get it. And on the front section of it, they had some kind of a deal down in Charleston, and someone had taken a picture of the event, and it was on the front cover of the section, and, I don't even remember what it was, whether it was citywide yard sale or something to that effect. But there was, in the picture, there must have been several dozen people in the picture. And it was a summer picture. And so there was all kind of different people there. And right kind of forefront of the picture, there was a sister there. There was a woman who was dressed very modestly with her hair done really nice. She was a nice looking lady and had a long, very modest dress. She wasn't made up with jewelry or undone. And I simply took the picture and said, if you was to have to say who you figured would be on service on Sunday morning of all these people, Who would you say would be there? Now, I know we can't look in the hearts. I know, I'm not trying to say that we can. But I'm going to say of all the people in that picture, there was somebody that I could tell you that if I was to say to them, where do they go to church at? She could say, I go over here. Because it's just an observation point, and she was willing. Of all those people out there, in shorts, in top, all these things that they was in, there was a person that was willing to be pointed out as different. Willing. Now, again, I'm not trying to say that that I can see the heart or anybody else can about that. But I'm going to say this, you can wear the right clothes and be wrong in your heart. But you know, there is a willingness that you have to serve the Lord with. And why wouldn't a Christian want to say, I want the ultimate testimony. I want the maximum witnessing power. Everywhere me and my family go, on a regular basis, people come up to us and say, where do you all go to church at? I never said I went to church anywhere. Where did you get something like that? They got it from their observation. The ultimate of expression is the way we live our life, what we walk in. It's not what you say. You can say all kind of stuff. But it's the way you live your life. Are you willing? I'm asked, are you willing for God to get the maximum out of you? Where are you at? Because it takes a willing heart for God to do that. There was a man in the Scriptures. The Scriptures said that he didn't call him Lazarus. Didn't call him Zacharias. It said there was a rich young man. He was a ruler. He was a rich young ruler. It didn't say his name was Joshua or Enoch or Gideon. I always say, why did it call his name? Because his name was Rich Young Ruler. His identity was Rich Young Ruler. See, names in the Bible means more now. We can just say anything now. Let's call him George Jones. And there's no meaning to it. But in the Bible, all the names had meanings. There was a meaning to it. It was important that there was meanings to names. It's who they were. I mean, you can see that, Jacob was a supplanter. He was a deceiver. That's what the word Jacob meant. But once he found, when he became Israel, Israel is something with God. I mean, there's meanings to it. Anyway, I say to the meaning, this man was a rich young ruler. His identity was wealth and ruling, authority. That's what his man was. And he come to the Lord and said, what must I do to be saved? Well, we know the whole thing, but in the bottom of it, Jesus says, keep the commandments. I've done that. I was willing. I've done that from my youth. I was willing. I'm willing to go to this point. I'm willing to have my soul saved at this point. If this is what it takes to save my soul, I'm willing to keep the commandments. Done it all my life. But I lack something. What do I lack? And the Lord, loving him, said to him, go and sell all that you have. You know what he was asking for? An identity. You're a rich young ruler, and I want to give you a new name. And he said he went away sorrowful because he had great possessions, and he wasn't willing. You know, God was so willing to come for us. Are we so willing to come to him? I mean, Lord, help us to check our willingness. He was so willing to make a plan of salvation. Are we willing enough to get hold of it? Are we really willing enough to get what he came to do? Because it's going to take a real willingness to be able to do that. And so the rich young man wasn't. He was willing to a point. Where's our point? How willing are we really? How really willing are we to be able to get what the Lord? I'm going to tell you, the Lord had something more for that rich young ruler than he'd ever know, but he wasn't willing to embrace it. Because what it meant was, you mean give up my money? If I give up the money, I give up the authority, I give up my identity. You have an identity today. You may be overly quiet. The Lord may want your identity and make a preacher out of you. I ain't saying He will. I'm just saying, would you willing, if you're a quiet, shy person, would you say, yes, Lord, I'll preach? Are you willing? I mean, you may be an overly talkative person, but the Lord might want to say, I want to calm that down and make you quiet. But would you say, I'd be willing, Lord, to let you do whatever I need to do, whatever you need to do in my life. And I want to start, I've got several scriptures, but I want to look at one scripture in 2 Corinthians. Second Corinthians 8. In the 11th verse, I'll go back to it. It says, "For now therefore perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which you have." So there's a willingness to do it. So go ahead and do it. You need the willingness. And He says perform it. But God is God, folks. God ain't human. Okay? And God looks at things. Do you know God looks at the willingness of our hearts? He looks at our hearts. In the different things that we do and all, God looks at our hearts. And the 12th verse says, "For if there be first a willing mind." If you have a willing heart and a mind for the things of God, He says it is accepted according to that a man hath and not according to that he hath not. Now this puts a different idea on it. God wants us to be willing. I wonder if that rich young ruler would have said, in the deep sincerity of his heart, if he'd have dropped to his knees and said, "Lord, I give it all to You. If You want me to get rid of it, I'll get rid of it. If that's what it takes, I'm a different person. You can have it all." I wonder if the Lord wouldn't have said, "I'll make you ruler over much. Take this and manage it. Keep this because you're a faithful servant." You know the Lord don't need your money. He owns cattle on 1,000 hills. He can make a gold coin end up in a fish's mouth. God don't worry about your money. God wants your willingness. God wants you. God wants your willingness. Well, if God come and said, "I want you to drain your bank account." All right. Well, I'm bringing it to the realities of how we live that only you can say, "Well, I want to do that," but are you serious? I mean, are you really serious? Well, you know, God is really serious. God don't need your money. God wants you and your willingness. And He says, how much you have in there isn't even important? And do you know that if a man had $1 million and he was willing to give it, and you didn't have $1 million and you was willing to give it, you would be on the equal planes? You don't have to have $1 million. You have to be willing to give $1 million if you had it. Brother Kimball told the story. He said his son, I've told this before, said his son said, I'm going to win that lottery. I'm going to win that lottery. It's $2 million. He said, "I'm going to win the lottery," his son told him. And he said, "Dad, when I win that $2 million lottery," he said, "I'm going to give you $1 million of it." Brother Kimball said, "You ain't going to give me no million dollars. Yeah, he said, "When I win that $2 million, I'm going to give you $1 million of it." Brother Kimball said, "You wouldn't give me $1 million of that." He said, "Yes, I would." And he said, "How much you got in your pocket?" And he said, "I got $2. He said, "Give me one of it." He said, "Uh-uh, I only got two. I ain't giving you one." He said, "You ain't going to give me no million of them either. You wouldn't give me one, you wouldn't give me a million." Well, I don't know about all that, but I'll say this. He wasn't willing. He never got the $1 million. He never got the $2 million. Are you willing? Because that's what it takes. really do that. I had a man one time tell me, he went to Monarch. And I saw him later that year, and he said, wow. He said, I have never experienced God like that in my life. He said the power of the Lord and the Spirit of the Lord came down on that meeting, and he said it was so blessed. And he went with God really blessed and the power of it and all of this. And then he said, but it's a shame that I don't feel like I can ever really fit in with you all. What? Why? Well, you have these certain things like, I mean, y'all don't use musical instruments and I'm sitting there thinking, are you serious? Are you serious? You just testified out of your own mouth by the power of God and nothing ever like it and all of that, and you wouldn't give up a little for it? Are you serious? Are you willing? I mean, are you willing? And the answer was no. It was trivial. The issues that he had was trivial, about lengths of things and articles of clothing. I said, are you serious? You wouldn't, for that you testified of, you wouldn't be willing to experience that more? You know, are you willing? Are you willing? I had a friend. We was in a conversation one day, and it was about appropriate things for Christians. And it got on the idea of music, and we started talking about rock and roll. Harder rock in particular, but rock and roll. And I was making the points that, a number of points to why it isn't really conducive to Christian living. And he said, this was a Christian man. And he says to me, he said, I would go to hell before I gave up rock and roll music. He didn't say he was going to hell. He didn't say that he had to give up rock and roll music. But he stated plainly his willingness of where living forever with Christ is at. And rock and roll music. You may say, well, that's an unfair question or an unfair statement. It goes to the very heart of living for God. Because you're not going to be pressed into this. This is a volunteer army that we fight in. We do what we do because we have a will to do it. I don't say everything that I've done living for the Lord was a pleasurable thing to do. And I guarantee you that I would never stand in front of people and speak. But I told the Lord, if you'd save me, Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do. I will be willing to give my life to you. I've not found this cumbersome or hard in the Lord, but I would have never have done it had it not been for that. It's not pleasurable to me for the idea of standing up. I still wither. Sometimes inside the thought of having to stand up in front of people and speak. But I'm willing to make a fool out of myself for the Lord. I'm willing to make mistakes. I'm willing to be looked at. I'm willing for people to walk out on me, which they have. I'm willing for those things to happen for the Lord. Because the Lord done so much for me. If He was willing to do what He did, I want to be willing to give back to the Lord. But the Scripture says, you may not have, folks, you may never be called to preach. But you've got to be willing to. You may never be called to pray with the sick and dying. But you've got to be willing to. You may never be called to sing a solo special by yourself. But you've got to be willing to. Because that's what serving the Lord is. It's a willingness of heart. Lord, I will do what you want me to do. I remember Brother Salmon saying, he said, if you're contemplating a move it, to move from some one place to another, he recommended to us that we, if we wanted to move, that he recommended that we prayed until we didn't have to. And he said, if you don't want to move, you need to pray until you're willing to. Because living for God is about being willing to do what God wants us to do. Because he's not going to force us or make us do it. He deals with our hearts about things and about what we want. And it's up to us to come to the point that I am willing to do whatever you want me to do. One of the highest praised people in the Bible was a woman that most... She wasn't a preacher. She wasn't an apostle. She didn't do all of those things. But she was willing to break that box. She was willing to break that ointment open. And when they said that was a wrong thing to do, the Lord said, you leave her alone. She done that. She willingly gave the most precious thing she had for me. And that is the value of it. She was willing. If she was willing to do that, she's willing to walk with me. She's willing to be led by me. She's willing. There was another woman, highly praised in the Bible. Many people was coming giving out of their abundance. But this woman, out of her necessity, she had nothing. She came and put in a couple, what is it? She put in two mites? And Jesus looking on said, did you all see? No, we didn't see nothing. I'm doing it in my own thoughts. But hey, she put in more than them all. Why? Because she done it willingly. She gave everything willingly. They gave some, but they didn't give all. Was they willing to give all? I don't know whether they was willing to give all or not. But Jesus will count your willingness. You don't have to have a great amount. You got to be willing to do it. And if you say, I'd rather go to hell than give up rock and roll. Or I would rather go to hell than dress that way. I'd rather go to hell than let my hair grow. Or I'd rather go to hell than have to go talk to somebody that I have an odd against. Or any other thing that you can place in there. I would suggest that we pray about that matter. Because the whole idea of living for the Lord is Lord, I give it all. I give it all. When I went out full time for the Lord, I knew the Lord was dealing with me about a full-time ministry. I'm going to tell you, folks, that wasn't easy. There was a lot involved in it. There was a faith that God was going to take care of it that had to be wrestled with. There was a faith to whether I was right about what God was saying or not. There was a wrestle about how high of standard of life I was going to have. I'm just being honest. You know what won the victory of all them things? Is when I told the Lord, I'm willing to be as poor as I need to be. I'm willing to throw everything I've got into this, Lord. I believe you're working. You know, I had this rifle that my dad got me if you kill a deer in my place, after you killed your first deer, you got a deer rifle. So I killed my first deer and dad bought me a deer rifle, and that was kind of one of the highest possessions I had growing up, with my deer rifle. And you know what I told the Lord? See, it come down to a lot of objects and things, and I said, Lord, I'll give whatever. And it come down, and a rifle flashed up before my mind. And I said, Lord, even that is yours. If it comes down to being successful and I need to get it down and liquidate it, I'll sell it. And when I done that with my heart, I had victory. Because I was willing. I was willing to do it. You're going to be called on in this life for many things of the Lord. If you're interested in it, you'll be called on for it. And the main thing is get to the point that you're willing to do it. There was another place in the Bible that talks about a readiness. There was a readiness to revenge all disobedience. That means a willingness. A willingness. What's it going to take for me? Lord, I'm willing. You show me. I'm willing. You mean I've got to apologize to so-and-so? We'll get down where we live now. Are you willing to humble yourself down and say, I was wrong? Well, you say, I ain't wrong about nothing. I ain't talking about being wrong about it. I'm talking about being willing to. You've got to be willing to. I will do whatever I have to do. And I ain't reading a lot of these scriptures, but I'll just mention for sake of time. There was another place to where the Lord told David. David had such a passion and heart for the Lord that he wanted so passionately to build the house of the Lord. He wanted to build the temple of God. He wanted it so badly. It was what he wanted to do. And the Lord comes along and says, David, I'm not going to let you do it. You've been a man of war, and my house is a house of peace. You're a warrior, a soldier, you've shed blood, you've had these things, and you're not... No. You're not going to build my house. I'm going to have your son build my house. But David, it was enough that you wanted to. Do you know that David was accounted that he had built the house because he was willing to? The Lord said, David, it's enough that you was willing to. That you had a willing mind and you wanted to build it and you had a passion for it. I'll count it to you eternally. I'll count it to you that you was willing to build it. But I'm going to let your son do it. I had an old sister from, I don't know how many of, I know Brother Mansell, maybe nobody else here would have knew her. Sister Alta Flynn. Now she was a precious, dear sister. And over the years, after when I went out full time, over the years, she tried to support my ministry. She did. She didn't have a lot of money, but she was a giver. That woman was a giver. And she gave to a lot of people, a lot of places, and she gave to me. And it come down to the time that she was elderly and they felt it best that she go to a home, and she was willing to go, and she had a little house and all, and she told them when they sold that house, she was selling the house and the money had to go to the cause and all that. But she told them, she said, when you sell that house, she said, I want you to set aside $1,000 for Brother Marty and his family. And she told me this, and she told me weeping. She was weeping telling me this. She said, I told him, Brother Marty, I told him, I wanted to bless you and your family with $1,000 from that sell of that house and stuff. And said they forgot about it. They didn't do it. And her just weeping said there was nothing there. And now I'm nothing. I get very little to nothing now to give anything for it. She said, I so much wanted you to have that to bless your family with. And I said, it's enough, Sister Alta. It's enough. You were willing. You've been counted for it. Jesus saw your heart and it's counted to you. You were willing. He'll make it up to me. He's God. He's God. But it's counted to you. Don't weep. Don't cry. Because it's been counted. You've done what you could. You know, Lord, help us. Because we can have services like this, or we can have, for whatever it's worth, services like camp meetings and all. And do you know that if your heart isn't set for willingness to serve the Lord, you can't really pertain. It won't pertain to you. You won't accept it of the things that the Lord will do. The Lord wants to deal with us about matters and things. But if you're not willing to go to that next place, and you may be real willing to be religious, that's easier. I can be religious and I can devote myself to some service time. But I'm talking about deeper places of the Lord. How willing? How willing are you really to be able to do that? I know a brother. I'm just saying it. I admired it. I know a brother that in need of the Lord came up and he did not have the money. He did not have the money to give an offering for it. And it would have been counted to him, wouldn't it? He wanted so much to do it that he went and took out a bank loan. This brother went and took out a bank loan that he would pay off later to make an offering unto the Lord. Well, I would say he pretty well captured his willingness, didn't he? Do you doubt that he was willing? He was willing. And we'll have to face many, many places and different places and things in our lives. But Lord, help us to be willing. This is what, I'm not sure, I got it from a commentator, talking about the things that the Lord calls us to. It says, it is a great comfort to those whom God sends that they go forth for God and may therefore speak in His name, assured that He will bear them out. So the blessing of it is that whatever God sends you to do, He'll back you in. Everything that He wants us to do, He'll be with us. Another part of that says, He judges not according to what a man has the opportunity to do, but according to what he would do if he had the opportunity. That's what God is looking down on us to do. I want to look at a scripture in Isaiah, the 6th chapter of Isaiah. And I ask this question. To really have a desire or passion for God's things. I remember my junior year in high school, some friends of mine came to the house one time, late July, and said, come and go with us. We're going to go out for football. It was high school football. And three or four of them, they come and said, come on, we're going to go out. We're going to try out for football. We're all going to play football. And I was like, well, come on, go with us. And I was like, well, I'll go play football. So I went and tried out for football. I didn't even really want to do it. It didn't mean much to me. I just thought, well, yeah, it'd be an experience. I guess let's go. Before the season was over, all three of them had quit. I was the only one left, and I didn't want to go. But they wasn't very willing, was they? I mean, they didn't really want to just try something. But I noticed something in when I was playing football, that there was these players that wasn't really up to the schedule. I mean, they wasn't the starter type players. And they was always running up to the coach saying, put me in, coach. Coach, can I play? Put me in at this position. And he was always doing that. And I thought, I am not into it that much. I am not going to be begging the coach for a duty here. I mean, for something to do. I never did even go and do it. But all these players they wanted to. And so they were saying, put me in. Instead of just sitting and waiting for the coach to say, okay, I'm going to put you in. They was up there saying, is there something I can do? Put me in? Now, I know it sounds a little funny for football. But listen, what would be wrong if we really had a desire for the Lord and the things of God? What would really be wrong with the prayer that says, Lord, do you want me to pray out in service? Is there something wrong with that? Or, Lord, do you want me to sing a special song? Lord, is there anyone that I can tell about Jesus today? I'm willing to be led of the Lord, but if I'm not having much mind for it, I might miss that. But how about if I have a heart to say, Lord, I'm willing. Is there something you want me to do? Is there something I can do for you today? Is there something? I mean, Lord, help us. If we're going to do this, I mean, I know the Lord said to me one day, and I took it very seriously. I mean, it actually kind of shocked me back into reality because I think I was getting really casual about it. And the Lord said, I mean, this is the way the Lord spoke to me. Marty, if you're going to go to service all the time, why don't you try to get something out of it? And it was like, I know the Lord said, I was like, yeah, why don't I? If I'm just going to spend time, why don't I give my attention to it, my heart to it more? So we're going to do this, so why not say, Lord, what can I do to make it richer, better, have more of your Spirit? What can I do to add to it? Why not? Well, I'm just asking this question. Without any condemnation, are you willing? The Lord may not put His finger on you, but you still have to be willing. You've just got to be willing. Over in 6th chapter of Isaiah, the 8th verse says, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" Reminds me of a song, I've heard at Wichita, maybe other places, but I remember at Wichita particularly. They sang a song that says, "My tables are full. My table's full, but my fields are empty. My children just want to sit around the table." Well, that's good. I mean, table's where you eat from. But the Lord was saying, I got a field. I got to work. And it's really wonderful to be a part of this. It's wonderful to be, yes, Lord, to the singing. And it's wonderful to eat of that. There's people that need it. There's people that's only hope to get this. Are we willing? Said, "Who will I send? Who will go?" Then said I, "Here am I." He didn't wait. The question was, "Who can I send?" I'm waiting. Somebody going to say something? No. Life too busy? No. I got work. No. We got this. No. Huh? No. My family. No. Who's going to go? Here am I, Lord. Send me. And the Lord says, "I've got you where you're at. Anybody else? I just want you to be willing. I can do it. I can give you the grace. I can give you the power. I can make it work. I need you to be willing. I need you to be willing to go. I need you to be willing to do. I need you to be willing to stand up. I need you to just be willing to do it." So many things. I know this for a fact. That there is things that I can put out of my mind because, to be honest with you, I'm struggling with my willingness. I'm really struggling with the willingness of this. There is sometimes, I'm not being honest with you all, okay? I can be gone out sometime, and I want the will of the Lord. I really do. But I can be on the road for 2 or 3 weeks, and then somebody says, "Brother Marty, we have a need here." And don't say that. Don't. I was going home. I'm going home. Lord, I do it, and then I get down and say, "Lord, I'm willing. I'll press another mile for you. You press those. You went a little further. You were willing to go a little further. You was willing to die on that. You mean I would say no, and maybe there's a soul that the Lord wants to, maybe there's salvation right there for somebody, and I'm home sitting in my easy chair and say, "Whew, well, I gotta, but what if? What if? What if?" I know my willingness sometimes runs down. It's okay. It's okay. We need the Lord to help us, but am I willing? You know, sometimes the Lord puts us under the microscope. He wants us to see it. He already knows. He wants us to see whether we'll go that far or not. Remember one time I come to service. This was a rare thing that ever happened here, but it happened here. And the Lord, I'll tell you what I had. I had $50. When I say I had $50, that's what I had. I mean, I had $50. And the Lord spoke to me and said, I just had this impression and feeling and said, "I want you to give that $50. And I was like, "I don't have anything else." A little later, I want you to give for offering today that $50. And I was like, I don't have anything else. No, I hate to tell it, but this is just the truth. The offering come and I didn't give that $50. And right after, this is rare. I don't remember it ever happened after or before. But Brother Tony stood up and said, you know, we have an electric bill due and there's no money to pay it. And I was like, oh, no. I wasn't willing. I become willing. I become willing, and the Lord always makes it up. Another time, the Lord spoke to me so definitely and said, He gave me this thought in the day. I thought it was really a rich thought. And the Lord, it was Wednesday, and He gave me this thought. And that was a really good thought. And the Lord said, I want you to give that tonight. I'm going to give that tonight. Brother Tony does Wednesday night Bible studies. I'm going to do Wednesday night Bible studies. Brother Tony does them. So I didn't pursue it. A little later, the Lord impressed on me, I want you to give this tonight. Is Brother Tony out of town? No, Brother Tony's here. I wasn't willing. And I got here to service. I don't remember ever happening after or before. We always done Wednesday alternating. Remember back when we did alternating Wednesday night services? And so it come time for Bible study, and Brother Tony stood up and said, well, I'm sorry, I've sought the Lord all day. I said, I don't have a thing. If anybody has anything, we'll just go ahead. I felt about that big because I wasn't willing to follow the Lord. You know, this happened by the mercy of the Lord that He allowed me to know it. Other times He may have given Brother Tony something and not let me to know it. I'm glad the Lord let me to know it. But how much do we miss? The blessings do we miss? Because we do things sometimes and we see it. What if you didn't follow the Lord and that soul that would have been helped didn't get help? What about the help that you needed for your soul you didn't get? What about if you wasn't willing to take this step so you can't take the next one after that and the next one after that? And the Lord intended you to be on a certain place and you'll never get there because you're not willing to go there. I'm willing to be a Christian just as long as I don't have to look odd to the world. That's so contrary to Scripture. I'm willing to be a Christian just as long as it don't cost me anything. That's so contrary to Scriptures. We got to be willing. This whole thing is about being willing. You know who the good soldiers are? I've done a lot of studying of wars and battles. And World War II was especially that way. Civil War was that way. The reason it was such a hard fought war in the Civil War was because they was fighting for family and cause and there was something it was fighting for. And that they were brutal fighting for it. You get to places where the people was actually just went and got without a cause. World War II was that way. They caught a lot of people in their wars and pressed them into service in the German army. They didn't fight. First time they got to put a white flag up, they was surrendering because there was nothing to fight for them. Folks, we got to have something to fight for. This has got to be our cause. I'm willing. You know, the Scripture says that if you save your life, you'll lose it. But if you, for my sake, give your life, you'll save it. And there's an idea, honestly, I mean, I know this is tough language, but it is Scripture. Are you willing to die? Now, I'm not talking about metaphorically or figuratively. I'm talking about, are you willing to die for the cause of God? Because it's still the standard of living for the Lord. It's still the standard. My salvation is more important than my physical life. And that's a standard of the Scriptures. Living for the Lord. There is people that was put to the test and said, we're going to hang you, crucify you, burn you, stretch you, feed you to the lions. If you don't recant this salvation you got, this Jesus that you got. And there was people that absolutely would not do it. Because they were more willing to serve the Lord than they were to save their own life. And it's still the standard today. It's not that you have to. Are you willing to? Because if you're willing to give your life, you're willing to give everything. Are you willing? Am I willing? Are we willing in this modern age to really dare to trust in the Lord to the point to say, Lord, I'll stand alone if I have to. Yeah, they can be a crowds of hundreds, and I can stand there until where everybody will say, well, he's different, isn't he? The rest of the people running around half-dressed and all chasing after, and they're, here's somebody that's willing to stand. No, I'm not. No, I'm willing. Lord, I'm willing to be the one that was different. Lord, help us today. You pray for me.